Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. There is our school bell, so it's time for class to begin. You need to get your Bibles. And when your Bible, turn to the book of Jonah. We are deep into a study of the prophets, about how the prophets foretold that God would send His gospel into all the world so that all the world could be spiritually blessed. And so in doing this, we've come to the prophet Jonah. Turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the prophet Jonah. In a few minutes, I'm going to read this book to you. It's only four chapters, and really it's on just about two pages in my Bible that I have before me. And I'll explain some things about it as we go through the study of Jonah and give you a simple little outline of 1, 2, 3, 4 for those four chapters in just a moment. Before I do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at that meeting house at 9 a.m., and then followed by Sunday worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and guiding us through these Bible studies in these classes, we're looking at Sunday school notes that were written many years ago by E. A. Elam. And this particular Sunday school lesson was for the Sunday schools of October 28, 1923. And here are some things that Elam said about Jonah. No one can believe Jesus in the New Testament and regard the book of Jonah otherwise than a relation of facts. It has been well said that Jesus does not mean that an imaginary something was a type of his burial and resurrection, that imaginary people with imaginary repentance of imaginary sins under the imaginary preachings of an imaginary prophet would stand in the judgment with real people and condemn them for not really repenting of their sins. We should familiarize ourselves with the facts of the book of Jonah. Elam wrote those words because Jesus referred to the book of Jonah, both in Matthew chapter 12, saying that as Jonah was in 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And the men of Nineveh shall stand in judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And Jesus, holding the story of Jonah and of what happened to him and his preaching in Nineveh and the results of that, Jesus held to that as historical events. And we can readily say, because of the resurrection, that if it was good enough for Jesus, then it's good enough for us. Let's read this Old Testament book. And like I say, there's four chapters, and a little outline for these four chapters can be chapter 1, Jonah running from God. Chapter 2, Jonah running to God. Chapter 3, Jonah running with God. In chapter 4, Jonah running against God. And really, we're going to zero in on some words at the very end of chapter 4. Now, let me read to you this book, and I may pause for some comments along the way as we read. Jonah, chapter 1, and verse 1. Now, the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. You know, that tells us right here that God is interested in what is happening in the nations and the cities outside of Israel, because Nineveh was never under the old law of Moses, and they were not to follow that law. And yet God was interested in what happened to the the Ninevites and how they behaved themselves, and he wanted them to live righteously and not wickedly. Jonah chapter 1 in verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah, and he went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish, for he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah. Tarshish was in Spain, and it was in the opposite direction of Nineveh, and it was as though Jonah is going to go as far away from Nineveh as he can go, thinking that he would escape the presence of Jehovah. But no man can escape the presence of God. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 4. But Jehovah sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his God, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it and unto them. But Jonah was gone down into the innermost parts of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be thy God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is come upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Jehovah, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, What is this thou hast done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of Jehovah, because he had told them. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 11. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get them back to the land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto Jehovah and said, We beseech thee, O Jehovah, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, Jehovah, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared Jehovah exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah and made vows. And Jehovah prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. That's Jonah chapter 1. Jonah running from God. Let's look at Jonah chapter 2. Jonah running to God. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto Jehovah his God, and out of the fish's belly. And he said, I called by reason of my affliction unto Jehovah. And he answered me, Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice. I want you to note here that he says in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2 that he cried out of the belly of Sheol. Sheol is the old Hebrew term for the realm of the dead. It corresponds to our Greek word Hades in the New Testament. Jonah, being in the belly of the fish, was not dead, but he considered the belly of that fish his grave. And so how fit and appropriate it is when Jesus talks about his grave and compares that to Jonah's grave, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. But let's get back to our story. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 3. As Jonah prays to Jehovah, he says, "For thou didst cast me into the depth and into the heart of the seas, and the flood was around about me. All thy waves and thy billows passed over me. And I said, I am cast out from before thine eyes, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed upon me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from the pit, O Jehovah my God, when my soul fainted within me. I remembered Jehovah, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. They that regard lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of Jehovah. And Jehovah spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Now let's read about Jonah running with God. He was running away from God in chapter 1. He's running to God in chapter 2. But he's running with God in chapter 3. "And the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Jehovah. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journeys. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Jonah chapter 3 and verse 5. And the people of Nineveh believed God, and they proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And the tidings reached the ear of the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ashes. And he made proclamation, and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let them be covered with sackcloth, both man and beast. And let them cry mightily unto God, yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knoweth whether God will not turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works." I apologize for the interruption that occurred because of my phone ringing. Let me get back to where I was. I'm at the very last verse of Jonah chapter 3. "And God saw their works, and that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not." You know, one of the things we learn from Jonah is the meaning of repentance. We read that the men of Nineveh, they repented at the preaching of Jonah. That means they turned from their evil way and from their violence into the kind of life that Jonah was preaching that they ought to have, and that they understood from Jonah. And so God repented. Now, God didn't repent of sin, but he repented of the evil. The evil would be that destruction that he had. And so God repented when man repented. When man turned, God turned. Now, God always does what's right. But when man turns, he turns from what is wrong to what is right. And when God turns, he turns from his judgment against that which is wrong to his blessings for those who do right.